Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the annual Army-Navy game from just outside of Camden Yards in M&T Bank Stadium here in the Charm City of Baltimore, the 126th Army-Navy game, America's game, presented by USAA. We're at the Baltimore Convention Center right here on the Team 980 until 4 o'clock. You can also listen, as you know, on the Odyssey app, as well, iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And joining us now, you can listen to him along with Joe Giglio each and every day on WIP in Philadelphia. And, of course, you know him from his days in the NFL is Mr. Hugh Douglas. He was with us last year, and maybe the 2 years ago, but I
sounds
can't remember.
Right. Yeah, hey.
I know you were with us last year. Good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you, man. I'm good. Yeah. Man, I can't complain.
You doing all right?
Yeah, can't complain.
Thanks for doing this, obviously. Let's start with Army-Navy before we get to the Eagles. You know, you played this game at such a high level. You've been to these games. You know, you've seen the hoopla, the circumstance, the pomp and circumstance, I should say. We know this is – I was just saying, like, this is a last slice of Americana, I feel like, that we have without being too over the top or whatever.
I don't think you are. I really don't. I don't think you are, because when you talk about – especially now, you think about the money that kids are making.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about earlier, like, there's a video out there where – you got kids driving $300,000 cars, 18 years old, and stuff like that.
I didn't even get into this part, so I'm glad you did.
I'm just saying, and it's just knowing that you know, you have kids that go to school and play football for the love of the game.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an honor to be here. Was listening this morning. We were in breakfast, and he was telling the stories about the coin.
Yep.
And how significant the coin is, and the fort that they were in, and how they held the fort and everything, and how everything that they do, even down to the uniforms, has some type of significance.
No doubt.
And I just think it's an honorable thing to be a part of. Every time I come down here, I learn a little bit more about the history of our country. I learn a little bit more about the history of this game. And, you know, even though it's a fiercely competitive game, at the end of the day, everybody always preaches brotherhood and camaraderie at the end of the day.
You played at Central State, obviously. You started in the NFL. So, you know, you made your money, and money is different now and whatever. If you were playing in the NIL era, how would you go about handling all that? Would you be a mercenary that just sold your soul to the highest bidder? Or would you look at, hey, where's the best place for Hugh Douglas to grow?
I think it's important to go somewhere that fits. Now, I would handle it like I think I would handle my son playing. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a young son, and he likes baseball. So I'm just going to use him as an example. Mm-hmm. Harper was going to a school, and he was playing baseball, and he had a chance to make some NIL money. The first thing that I would tell him is make sure you go to a school that you feel fits what you want to accomplish outside of sports, you know, because you're going to make some money. And make sure that if say if you don't play professional baseball, that you put yourself in a position where you take the money that you've earned plus the education that you've gotten from the school that you go to and put that towards building a productive life.
Right. Well, even Fitz, and it's well answered about Fitz you outside of sports, but Fitz you in sports too.
Yes, all of that, man. It's one of those things where it's easy to go somewhere when somebody offers you a bigger carrot.
Exactly.
You know,
well,
yeah.
So I wanted to bring this up. Okay, like I'm sure you talked to plenty of guys, right? And you don't need to name names and whatever, but I know some people, right? And one kid left one school on the West Coast to go to a school because he got $400,000 in the SEC, and he didn't play. And he was promised this stuff, and he didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
But he got his money, but he didn't play. Now you've ruined your college career or your path if you had any intentions of going to the – or hopes and dreams mm-hmm. of going to the NFL because you got your paycheck. But
yeah.
you got your paycheck.
Yeah.
Like you said, driving around $300,000 – and I have $400,000, nothing almost yeah. nowadays. Now quarterbacks are making $4 or $5 million a year.
Yeah, that's great. It's crazy.
You know? So, like, you have to worry about so many things when you're enticed by the carrot dangling in front of you. Are you committing a bad – career move.
Yeah, and then you got to think a lot of these kids are inner city kids that they become the primary breadwinner
yes,
in their homes.
Point. Yeah.
And you know, if you got mom living in a single home, single family home and it's like 20 people in the house, that pressure is a little bit different than you got little Timmy living out yeah. in the suburbs and dad's, you know, he's already making a good living and you can pick and choose the school that you want to go to. So it's a little different.
Yeah.
So I get it. But at the end of the day, man, you have to try to put yourself or allow your kids to put themselves in the best possible position they can be in.
Before we get to the Eagles, I wanted to ask you this. You know, I mean, you and B. Mitch, I think, are tight, right?
Yeah,
if
yeah
I remember
that's my
correctly.
Man. Yeah.
Right? So, you know, we work together, different stations, but we're on the same floor. So I see B every day. I've seen him 14,000 times today already.
Yeah.
You know, I love him. For a guy who played at the highest level and to do what you both did individually in your own individual careers, playing in some mega cities with some glorious franchises and so on and so forth. What is it like to do sports talk radio every day? Do you get bored by it like I do sometimes?
Not so much bored, frustrated.
Uh-huh.
I get, like, lately, I get frustrated because it's like, let me say this. First, I value everybody's opinion
yeah.
when we talk about sports. But I get frustrated when people, when they get upset because they don't feel you're saying what they want you to say, they get mad at you and they take it personal. Instead of looking at it like, hey, this guy's been in the locker room. He kind of knows how these things goes. Now, you don't have to agree with every thing that I say. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you to do that. But when somebody's telling you something, it's almost the equivalent of arguing with a doctor when he tells you your cholesterol's high
yeah.
and you need to stop eating cheeseburgers. And you're looking at the doctor like, well, what are you talking about? I feel fine. I've been eating cheeseburger. It's kind of the same thing. It's not like, you know, we don't know the exact stories, but we always marry something that is similar to a situation that we've been in. And
yeah.
you try to bring people behind the curtain. And a lot of times when you bring people behind the curtain, they don't want to be behind the curtain. Or they don't want to believe what you're saying or hearing. So it becomes frustrating at times.
I love that. Because I know B, you know, he doesn't care a lot about what people say,
mm-hmm.
you know, and think about what he says. But, you know, he always brings a unique perspective. And, you know, you bring a unique perspective in a very, very tough city, as you know,
mm-hmm.
to deal with. And where people always seem hostile, angry, and even when you're winning, people are upset. Which brings us to the Eagles now. Sorry.
No problem.
They've lost three in a row. The sky is falling. Everybody thinks the offensive coordinator is a village idiot. People are doubting, obviously, Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Jalen. I mean, look, what happened the other night, not good, but a couple of those interceptions were – the one at the end was just a spectacular play, maybe a touch late, one off of A.J.'s hands. A.J. doesn't catch a touchdown. Like, I'm not telling you Jalen Hurts, from my perspective, is playing good. But I don't
but
know he's if
he's
playing
bad.
As bad as he is. So
he's
that
not.
That's where I wanted to set you up.
He's not. He's not. And here's the thing. There's a lot that you can look at
mm-hmm.
with this Eagles offense and say that, okay, it's a little bit of this. Offensive line is banged up.
Mm-hmm.
No question about that. offensive coordinator, this is the first time doing this, and I'll be the first to tell you, the concepts early on looked really pedestrian.
Okay.
No question about it. I think
so this, that was real in your eyes?
Yes. Okay. It was a little pedestrian, mm-hmm. but I think it's not – I think it's fair to ask why it's pedestrian. And I think the thing that people fail to realize is that this offense has been pedestrian under three different coordinators for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fair to ask why. And so that's where you figure out, okay, is it Jalen? Is it what he wants to do or whatever? I'm not saying that it's all Jalen. And, again, it's not all Jalen. But when you talk about certain variables in this equation, I mean, the common denominator is him. Another common denominator is the fact that you've had three different coordinators. And there's a whole lot going into this. But the point is this. It's not all just one thing. It last year was the perfect storm. When you talk about everything that came together, the fact that Saquon ran the ball the way that mm-hmm. he ran the ball, the offensive line looked like a bunch of road graders, and then you go into that Super Bowl, everybody's worried about the run, and Jalen had a phenomenal game yep. throwing the football. So I'm not about to sit here and tell you that it's all Jalen Hurts or it's all Kevin Petullo, because Kevin Petullo was a part of that Super Bowl run. But this year is something, and it's hard to put your finger on the pulse of exactly what it is.
Does Saquon's long touchdown last week maybe get him going in a different way?
I think so. I think when you talk about some of the concepts that they mm-hmm. ran last week, the fact that they put the ball in harm's way, I think you need to do a little bit more than that. Because mm-hmm. as a defender, I feel like in order to get the running game going, you have to be more consistent in the passing game. And the thing that sticks out to me is the fact that the Eagles' passing game hasn't been that consistent. Mm-hmm. So you have to get more consistent in the passing game in order to get the running game to make it potent.
Hugh Douglas with us, WIP in Philadelphia. You can listen to him every day on the Odyssey app with Joe Giglio. With 10 to 2, right?
10 to 2.
10 to 2. And Joe's a good guy as well. So I ran into him earlier this morning. One more for you, and then we'll let you go. So, A.J. Brown, I don't like diva receivers.
Diva receivers make the world go round.
I know. I get it. But, like, here's my thing. If you're going to read a book on the sideline, if you're going to make cryptic messages on IG, if you're going to do all the stuff that he does, got to catch the ball.
Yeah, true.
And Hugh, I mean, I don't know anything about anything, but he dropped a touchdown pass last week.
Yes, he did.
And he, again, had a ball that should have been – I don't know if you call it a pure drop, but it should have been caught that goes off of his hands and leads to another interception from Jalen.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to defend Jalen, just but if you're going to do the antics, you better do the other part of it.
You know, it's funny. I thought about that too. When you have fingers pointing at somebody, you got three always pointing back at you. And to have the irony to me is to have the three games that you've had in these losing stretches, and then to have the audacity to defend the quarterback. I just thought that was a little ironic. I did.
Eagles,
but you have to do a better job if you're going to be in that situation.
No doubt. Eagles Commanders next Saturday at 5:00 at Northwest Stadium, and then they meet again in the final week of the season. We'll see if that means anything for the Eagles. One last one. Your view from outside, but from a NFL pass rushing perspective, Jaden Daniels, is it just in your eyes about lack of practice, lack of games, or is there something that you've seen a little bit different?
Well, he's been a little banged up this year. He's been a lot banged up this year. I can't remember the game it was, but he was out there and he was still playing, and I think that's the one where he got hurt.
Yeah.
Question that one just a little bit.
Yeah, against Seattle.
But, you know, it's a little bit of the sophomore slump. You know, guys figuring him out. You got Debo. You got, well, not Debo, but was it Debo? Yeah, Terry McCormick. Was it Debo? Yeah, he brought Debo in.
Well, they brought Debo in. Terry had the holdout.
Yeah.
And then got injured.
And then Debo really wasn't what you wanted mm-hmm. him to be. So, yeah, you went out and tried to get him weapons, and it hasn't really worked out. Then Zach gets hurt, man. Yeah. That was a tough one. Zach was having a hell of a year, man. Hope he gets better soon. But, it's just been – it was a tough year. Tough year. Great first year. Tough second year. But I think he's resilient enough. He will bounce back.
Great to catch up with you, as always.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So
thank
much
you.
For doing this. All That's right, great. Hugh Douglas, WIP in Philadelphia. Make sure you listen to him every day, Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 with Joe on the Odyssey app. Always live and free there. And Hugh is kind enough to join us pretty much every year here at Army-Navy Media Row. We'll come back with USAA. Obafemi, WWE and NXT superstar and champion, going to join us later on this hour before Saturday night's main event tomorrow night at Capital One Arena. Stay tuned for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Media Row here at the Baltimore Convention Center, just beyond the warehouse and Camden Yards, and just off in the shadows from M&T Bank Stadium, where tomorrow's 126th Army-Navy game will be played just after 3 o'clock. America's Game, presented by USAA. Happy to be here for a fifth consecutive year. Thanks to everybody at USAA and Jimmy Shapiro for bringing us back and letting us be a part of this and bringing you the coverage from Media Row each and every Friday. Coming up later on, we will have the Navy play-by-play guy, who I'm looking at right now, Joe Miller, and Rich DeMarco, the Army play-by-play guy. They will join us at the same time in the 3 o'clock hour, and we will talk to them about this game. And remember our friend Pete Medhurst, who, of course, as you know, used to be the Navy play-by-play man and, you know, unfortunately passed away at the end of January. So stay tuned for that. Also, Brian Jones from CBS will join us and their college football coverage. You see Brian on the network CBS, you know, pretty much every Saturday. So you have all that. Now, one thing I wanted to get to was Robert Griffin III was here. He was here, he was here, and he was right next to us. You know, look, Robert and I used to be close. We had a disagreement at the end of his time, so, you know, I've just respectfully, like, let him live his life, and I live my life, and we just go on, and I'm professional and all that stuff. I very much disagree with a lot of things that he says. Very much agree, disagree. And that's fine. He is what he is. I mean, people can do whatever they want to do. But there have been a lot of comparisons. There have been a lot of comparisons, as you know. Some, a couple, are fair, and many are not, to Jaden Daniels. And we know that Jaden's mom got involved and lashed out at people on social media about comparing her son to Robert and putting that into the ether. And, well, I mean, depending on your perspective, he certainly hasn't gotten healthier since that. So maybe she, I don't know, maybe this is just bad luck, and maybe this is just football, which is what I think it is, as opposed to her putting a spell on the situation or bad juju or bad karma or whatever people want to call it. So today, Robert Griffin III was on with J.P. Finley and Brian Mitchell, who are here in Baltimore as well, and took time to talk about Jaden Daniels. So I wanted to play you some of that sound that AMAC put up for us. And if we can fire away on RG3-1, AMAC, about the media being less toxic with Jaden Daniels, I guess as opposed to how they were with him, which is quite honestly very convenient for Robert to draw that distinguishing line, if you will, because the media was not toxic with him until things, and things that had nothing to do with the media, got completely out of control. So here is Robert with JP and B. Mitch.
I will say this. I think you guys have done a better job, you know, collectively since Jaden Daniels has been the quarterback, of the way that you guys cover the team. And just the media in D.C., the way they cover the team, I've felt like, you know what, there's been a turn to where it's not as toxic towards the team. So just wanted to commend you guys on that.
Wow, that is
a backhanded
That's so nice of Robert.
That's a backhanded compliment if I ever heard one.
No, AMAC, you've got it wrong. No. You think that's backhanded?
You're funny, Wooster. You're hilarious, actually.
AMAC, how dare you question the audacity? How dare you question the integrity and the intentions of one Robert Griffin III? I mean, listen, again, Robert and I had a little disagreement, maybe a big one, on his last day here in Washington, and I have not talked to him since. I'm a nobody, but we were once tight, okay? And he does some really good things. Make no mistake about it. But this notion that the media is toxic and the media is to blame and the media is wrong and the media this and the media that, and we are less toxic and less mean to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders organization, while there is some truth to that, it is because, even though this year has turned out to be a disaster, there is way less drama created by Jaden Daniels, by the Washington Commanders organization, by the ownership. And even though mom is involved more than I would like her to be, there is way less drama because Jaden's mom is not I want to be careful here. Jaden's mom is not Robert's dad. Robert's dad caused a lot of issues for his son. And I don't want to be mean to anybody's parent, but I'm a parent too. And I don't do everything right. I don't do everything right. I do some things wrong. I love my kids. Sometimes I give them the wrong advice, bad advice. Sometimes I give them the only advice I can think of. Sometimes I could do a lot better of a job. So I don't want to be critical of anybody as a parent. I understand how hard of a job it is. But Robert's dad created a lot of problems. And Robert fed into the monster, the gold spoon monster. So, yes, we are nicer, more understanding, more sympathetic, whatever you want to call it, less toxic. to Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders organization, yes, some part of that, if not a decent part of that, is true. But it was not because the big bad media sucked and were out to get Robert. Trust me on this. Somebody who lived it every single day for years. Every day. Every day. I was in the building. Trust me, nobody was out to get Robert Griffin III. As a matter of fact, we so desperately wanted Robert Griffin III to be the icon, the hero, the legend, the straw that stirs the drink, the everything that he could have been, that he was billed to be, that he was you get the point. Could the media have done a better job back then? Sure. I made mistakes. I did. I said something at the end that I probably shouldn't have said in public. I was just reading a story last night of a Tennessee Titans beat reporter that got kicked off the team plane because he said something on the radio on Monday that he heard on the speaker address on the Titans team plane after they beat Cleveland on Sunday and were traveling back. And he repeated it on the radio, and the team was pissed because it caused a little bit of a divide, if you will, or rift or whatever, between a veteran player and Cam Ward. I was on those planes. I saw things that I'd never talk about and will never talk about. I know things that happened that I will never talk about. I know my place. I also would say that at times, I let my personal frustration and resentment of the circus leak out onto the radio or social media or wherever. So I'm not telling you that I was perfect or that Grant Paulson was perfect or John Keim was perfect or anyone else that covered the team back then on a daily basis. I'm not telling you that. But we were not toxic. I can tell you that. I can promise you that. We were not toxic. And that's the best thing I can say. And Jaden Daniels is going to be held to a standard. He has not played well this year. He has also been injured. It is okay. This is what we do in America, in society. We say when somebody hasn't performed well or hasn't lived up to expectations or can do better. Now, a lot of it can be how you deliver the message. But a lot of it can be people that hear the message and hear it the way they want to hear it. So remember, there's always multiple sides here. So I wanted to spend some time on that. We will hear a little bit more from Robert Griffin III on with JP and B. Mitch from here at Media Row in Baltimore next. Also, the surprise captains for the Commanders for Sunday at 1. And what the heck does that mean? Can't wait for that. Get into that next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Come and join us from the 126th Army-Navy game, America's game, presented by USAA on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The comparisons to me. I think that the fans have PTSD from what happened with our team back in 2012 and 2013, right? 2012, we win the division, we kill it. 2013, we come back, we don't have a great year. It's like, it felt like, you know, North Korea. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, and you do too, because you felt that and you experienced that. And I think the comparisons to me with JD5 have taken a toll on the team. I think they've taken a toll on him. I think they've taken a toll on his mom and his circle. And I hate that for them, because the situation that I had in D.C. was totally different.
All right, that is Robert Griffin III earlier today here at the Baltimore Convention Center for the annual Army-Navy game presented by USAA with our guys B-Mitch and Finley, who have wrapped up their show and are, I think, heading back to D.C. Now and spent some time with those guys earlier in the day. So I want to make sure that you say, you can listen to that entire interview that you just heard a clip of on the way back in on the Odyssey app. And listen, Robert talking about comparisons between him and, you know, and again, JD5 and all of that stuff, you know, can be bad, can be toxic, can be this, can be that. Robert has, he has just kind of a warped view of what actually happened here. Yes, he got injured, but it was not about the injury. Everyone can deal with injury. Everyone can deal with a player not being the same after an injury. Everyone can acknowledge that mistakes were made in the handling of that injury. But what Robert often forgets is he was the one that held a press conference after not playing in a game in Cleveland in December of 2012 because he was the starting quarterback, and he wanted everyone to know that Kirk Cousins wasn't. He was the one. And there are a million other stories about things that Robert Griffin did behind the scenes that his dad did, that Daniel Snyder, that Dan Snyder did, that Bruce Allen did, that Mike Shanahan didn't want. And we're not going to relitigate it. But what I'm not going to do is sit here and allow the media to just get bashed on like we're some sort of devils, like we're some sort of Neanderthals, like we're from a different, like we're space cadets dropped off in a UFO here in Baltimore or back then in D.C., and we're such bad people that we created this poop storm and he just had to live in it, because that's not accurate. That's not fair. I lived it every day, and I know the truth, and I know more truth than I'm allowed to say. So that pisses me off, quite honestly, and I didn't want to be pissed off today, but that pisses me off. Now, one last one before we get to the captains, and Obafemi, WWE superstar, NXT champion, WWE, in town tomorrow night, Capital One Arena, for John Cena's retirement match, final match, Saturday night's main event. Coming up, we're here at the Army-Navy game. One more from Robert Griffin III with JP and B-Mitch from earlier today, and that is what led to the falling out between he and the Shanahans and with Dan Snyder and so on and so forth. Again, this is Robert Griffin III. You can hear the whole interview. Go back to the B-Mitch and Finley podcast on 106.7. Spotify and all, you know, the places that you'll, Apple Podcasts and all that. So you can listen to the whole interview. We're not going to bring you the whole interview. We're going to bring you certain isolated cuts. And I think we brought you the right cuts. So, AMAC, if you can give me the final cut there on kind of like what led to the divorce, what kind of led to the breakdown there, I want to hear what he had to say.
The infighting between the head coach and the owner before I got there in 2012 was something that I wasn't aware of.
Right.
But JD came in with a new ownership group, mm-hmm. new head coach, new offensive coordinator, and then the leadership. I had London Fletcher, unbelievable leader. I had Santana Moss, unbelievable leader. He had Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler. Like, these were guys that had no experience with the organization. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the comparisons to me have made people go back to those years, and that's not fair to the kid. If we didn't have what we had in D.C., I'd still be there playing. Well, I'd be talking to you guys as starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins probably.
I didn't hear that at the end. I'm sorry, AMAC. Did you hear what he said about the starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins, meaning he would still be? I think that's what he
I'd still be there playing. Well, okay. I'd be talking to you guys as starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins, probably.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's okay for people to have opinions and to have confidence in themselves, but come on. What are we talking about here? I mean, first of all, it's 2025. That was 12 years ago. It's a long time. In life, never mind in the NFL, and in the fishbowl that we all live in with this team. My goodness. By the way, before I forget to mention it, T.J. Watt has been ruled out of Monday night's game for the Steelers against the Dolphins. Why? He had surgery or procedure to repair a partially collapsed lung, as his brother first reported. We had mentioned this report yesterday, so he's not going to play, of course, on Monday against the Dolphins. And one more on Jaden Daniels before we get to the captains thing. Nikki Javala just clarified this. I didn't see this. But Dan Quinn said that Jaden Daniels has not been cleared for contact yet. So that's the reason why he was ruled out aggressively, uber aggressively, on Wednesday morning. But then he practiced. We know there's no contact in practice. You're not allowed to touch the quarterback. But now, even today, I guess he hasn't been allowed, cleared for contact, what have you. Whatever. Still a confusing mess, quite honestly. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Now, real quickly, the three captains for this week. Kind of weird. Noah Brown on offense, Jordan McGee on defense, and Jalen Lane special teams. I mean, look, I know they're trying to spread the wealth, and I know it's bottom of the barrel time. And I don't know. Noah Brown, they seem to love. But he played last week, 30 snaps since week two. Jordan McGee can't wear the green. Who knows? Maybe he will this week. Bobby Wagner did come back to practice today. Jalen Lane got like 4 snaps last week. Weird, man. I don't know. Weird things are happening. Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel were off from practice today, a planned rest day. And Samuel is a little bit under the weather. So you have that. All right, just wanted to pass that along. We do have a big update on Sharon Moore, which we got to get to, the former Michigan head coach. But Obafemi, NXT 2-time champion, just won the title back a week ago. And we'll take on Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare, tomorrow night at Capital One Arena as part of Saturday night's main event, broadcast nationally on Peacock. Tickets, limited tickets still available at the Capital One Arena box office and all the Ticketmaster and whatever. So you could still get in the door. It is not a cheap event, but you can still get in the door and see John Cena's retirement match and Obafemi. He joins us next on the Team 980. Stay with us. Back here on the Team 980, as you know, we are in Baltimore for USAA and the Army-Navy game, but we'll be making the trek back home to Washington, D.C., Capital One Arena, Saturday night. Saturday night's main event. That's right. As you probably know, John Cena's final match, but a big part of the show will be two-time NXT champion Obafemi, and he is taking on the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. And Oba is with us. Oba, first of all, congratulations on winning the title back again. That's got to feel awesome right now, not one time, but two times.
Thank you so much. It does feel awesome. I'm still on cloud. I'm enjoying this.
As well you should. Well-earned, obviously. Take me back before we get to tomorrow night, Saturday night's main event, Capital One Arena. Take me back to last week. I mean, you had the title for a long time, then you lose it. Then you get it back. I see it strapped around your shoulder right now. It looks great on you. It's where it should be. Take me back to winning it again.
Well, winning it again was, you know, part of, again, the universe balancing itself back. I don't care what anybody says. NXT is definitely not the same without Obafemi on top. I know it's going to be weird when eventually Obafemi leaves. But as far as I'm here, as long as I'm here in NXT, I will be the guy. I will be the face. It was just, you know, an honor for me to not just be 2-time champion, but correct the mistake in the first place. You know, the stars aligned for Ricky Saints on one night, and he became the man for a short while. But as it should be, it's back to normal now.
His time has come, and he's expired.
It's your time. His time is up.
So I know when you started the show the other night, right? You said, I forget the exact quote, something about not being the past, not being the future, but you're the present. You're the now. You're the man. You're the ruler right now. And you plan on staying that way.
Yes, I do. By being the future. Listen, I was the future 2 years ago. Right now, I'm one of the guys. I'm in the conversation. There's no doubt about it. I have performed beyond everybody's expectation every single time I've stepped in the ring for the last 2 years. I am the guy. You know what I'm saying? You can only be potential for so long. At some point, people have to look and be like, wait, hold on. No. This is it. We're in the moment. We're not looking forward to it. We're in it. So I want people to be very aware of that. Obafemi is the now.
Saturday night's main event, you will be the now as you will take on Cody Rhodes, Capital One Arena. Tickets still limited, available. John Cena's farewell match, but Obafemi versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. So get in if you haven't been able to get in yet to Capital One Arena. Watch it nationally on Peacock, of course, as many know. Again, this is a historic night for many reasons, but you being a big part of this show, Oba, I mean, again, shows the now, and taking on Cody Rhodes, who's obviously done it all. I know you started trash talking a little bit and sending your message. How you feeling as we approach this match when you deal with somebody that, you know, has been on top of the wrestling world for so long, but you're trying to not only knock him off, but you're trying to tell the whole world, hey, again, not only am I the now, but I'm the everything, and I'm the American Nightmare, even though you're not necessarily from here, you're here now, and you're going to beat up the American Nightmare.
Listen, it's one of those things that I have to do. I have to do. There's a tremendous gap, you know, there's like an age gap. You could just see all the top guys are. And it bothers me. Like, these are guys that I watched, you know, growing up.
Sure.
And I think it's time for them to, you know, to take a back seat, you know, like, you know, maybe not go away. Yeah, they haven't really done anything to me to the point where I want them to go away. But I definitely want them to take a back seat. I want them to understand that, no, like, you've done enough. You can sit down now. Oba Femi is here. The ruler is here. So this is a must win for me. It's a very important match. And props up to Cody. You know, he's not in this position for, you know, by accident. He's great at what he does. He's a phenomenal face. But I'm here to prove and show that there's a new breed of talent, a fresh crop, cream that is rising to the top. They're all in NXT, and we're all coming for you.
So besides moving Cody Rhodes aside, you're not necessarily moving John Cena aside, but John Cena obviously has been a legend of this industry for so long. And tomorrow night, again, Saturday night's main event at Capital One Arena on Peacock, is his final match. What interactions have you had with John? As you sit here, like, Are you sad that he's going, or is this just, again, part of the ushering in of the new era that you're talking about, led by Oba Femi?
It's mixed emotions. Not sad he's going, you know, like, you know, not his son or anything. So, I mean, I don't really have any stakes in the game for John's, you know, career. But I will say this. I've grown a huge appreciation for John over the years. Like, you know, at some point you have to look at him and how he carries himself and how he's represented the company, and you understand, you're like, okay, this is why he's the guy. You know, he just does it so well. He does it better than anybody. So I do appreciate John. It's sad to see him go, but like, I'm more happy for him because he's had a very fulfilling career. Not many guys get to go out like this, you know, where they have a farewell tour and, you know, they sing the final hurrah and all that stuff. So I'm very happy for John, and I wish him the best in his future endeavors and all that stuff.
You grew up in Nigeria, came over, right? You did Chop Put, Alabama, all of that. You've been working your way up. But I read, and I hope this is correct, that The Undertaker was a big part of, like, your childhood and part of why you fell in love with professional wrestling. Have you been able to, you know, I guess, what have you been able to glean from him in whatever interactions you've had, and how inspiring is it to be doing what he did for so long, like Cena did for so long? And obviously, you know, Undertaker's been mostly retired for a couple of years now.
So yes, I've had multiple interactions with Taker, but the one that sticks out the most was when he told me to be true to myself, mm-hmm. be true to the character. And especially these days in wrestling, there's a lot of, you know, there's a certain style of match, very fast paced. I don't know. We haven't really coined a term for this style, but, you know, the guys on the other side, you know, wrestle like that a lot. And because it's very fast paced and exciting, and, you know, it's very spotty and, you know, fireworks, very choreographed, and everybody tends to lean towards that, you know, style of wrestling. And Undertaker told me, he said, you have to be the character. You can't get carried away with trying to, you know, put 5 stars on the board every time. And, you know, sometimes you have to just be Oba Femi. You have to just have a dominant match, get your 2 stars out of the way, but that's who you are. You win, you know, you have your own style. He wrestled, and he told me he had to wrestle like the dead man, you know, for 25 years, but like, no matter what, no matter how the styles adapted, he stayed true to his character. So that's the biggest thing Tinker's ever told me, and it stuck with me to this day.
One last one for you before we run out of time. Two-time NXT champion Obafemi with us Saturday night's main event. Peacock, Capital One Arena, Washington, D.C., John Cena's final farewell, and Obafemi starring on the show against Cody Rhodes. If I would have told you 20 years ago, because I think you're 27, if I remember correctly, if I would have told you 20 years ago you would be part of headlining such a historic event in America, in the United States Capitol, what would you have said to that? Could you have ever imagined what your life has turned out to be?
I would have told you you're lying, and then you would have probably convinced me, and then I would have that path, you know, and tried to attain it. But in the process of trying to carve it, I would definitely miss the opportunity to be here. That's probably what would have happened. So I'm glad nobody told me I was going to be this. I'm glad I just took the journey and, you know, found myself here. And that's the beauty of life. You never know where you're going to go. You might want to be something, but you might not have a path. Just continue on the path that you are on. And you never know. There'll be a detour, you know, where the road ends, and then you will find yourself where you need to be.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, congratulations on everything you've done so far. And I know there's a lot more to come. We'll see you in the ring, front and center, Saturday night's main event against Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare, Capital One Arena. Tickets, limited tickets, still available. Watch it nationally on Peacock. But can't wait to see the rest of your journey. Thank you, Oba. I appreciate it, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's Obafemi with us here on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.